Professor Steve Harvey, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on Moving Thoughts.
You're welcome.
So what are your roles at Bishop's University?
Well, I essentially have two roles. One important role that has been on for some time is my role as Dean of the Williams School of Business. And my second role, more recent over the past year, has been to add to my responsibilities the Associate Vice Principal of Research at Bishop's University role. So in those two roles, I serve both the School of Business and the more general business, university community when it comes to research.
So what is your role as a dean? What duties do you fulfill? What parts of the university do you look at?
My role as a dean is to oversee all operations and issues with respect to curriculum and personnel in relation to the Williams School of Business, which involves all of our programs, including the Bachelor's of Business Administration, the major in business, and any interdisciplinary programs that we might have at any one time. There's about 20 faculty full-time. There's a number of part-time instructors and sessional instructors in addition to that. And we have nearly 600 students right now studying in a variety of Bachelor's of Business Administration programs, ranging from those in accounting and human resources to marketing, international business, and entrepreneurship, and so forth. There's maintaining those programs, ensuring that everything is going well, but more importantly, I think that we're spending a lot of time recently building ourselves up to being a world-class business program in all respects, and that means a lot of strategic work in determining where we're going and how we're going to get there.
So everyone has a story of how they came to be at Bishop's University. What is your story?
I'm not sure that I have a particular interesting story other than the fact that I've been at Bishop's in some way or shape or form for a long period of time. I started at Bishop's as a student some years ago, a student in psychology, in fact, and had a great experience as a student, left this institution to pursue graduate studies with no necessary intention of returning other than moving on for wherever my graduate work would take me. Opportunities be what they are, and there was an opening in business administration at that point in the area of human resource management, my area of specialty within psychology. So I applied for the job, and next thing you know, I'm back at Bishop's nearly 18 years ago, and have been here since.
So what classes do you teach, and what is your favorite class?
Given my administrative responsibilities, I'm pretty much restricted these days to teaching one class, and that class is my favorite class of the classes I've always taught, and it's conflict and negotiation. I particularly like that class partly because all the students love the class. I think it's one of those classes that draws people's attention, partly because of the topic, but also because of the various things that we learn and do in the class. And it's a great opportunity to challenge people's myths and point of view about what conflict is and how you resolve conflicts. And the surprising thing is, it's not what people think when they first get into the class. And what they do when they leave and what they're capable of doing when they leave is amazing. And the awakening that they have as part of that experience, I always enjoy. I've taught the class probably nearly 100 times, one might imagine, through my career in some shape. But certainly, it remains, even after all those classes, my favorite.
So the conflict and negotiation class, what is its specifics? What do you look at in the class? What are you trying to teach the students?
Well, we first begin by looking at what conflict is, giving ourselves a good sense of what we mean by conflict, what human beings understand conflict to be, and really try to understand its purpose and role within society, because it's not something you eliminate, it's something you manage better than what we see to be destructive when we think of conflict. So the first element of the class is really to understand what state of affairs we're dealing with when we're dealing with conflict. And then that's where the negotiation part comes in. It's all about how you manage and deal with conflicts and differences that people have rather than having them. You're going to have differences. The question is how you resolve them. And where we're probably quite poor at as human beings, and particularly within the organizations as we focus on in this class, is dealing with that conflict. So a lot of time, therefore, in the class is spent dealing with the theoretical propositions that we have about how to best deal with conflict, but we also spend a lot of time practicing some basic skills that go with better dealing with conflict. But more importantly, realizing that a good negotiator someone who deals with conflict is someone who is not confrontational. It's not someone who is pushing their opinion over those of others, but someone who is a problem solver, someone who is capable of going into a situation, understanding as much about the needs of the others as understanding the needs that they have themselves. And when you have a better conceptualization of that, of that type, you're much better capable and resourceful in dealing with conflict. So that's where we bring the student, is from an understanding of the situation and, of course, developing the skill set, the toolkit, and the knowledge base that is necessary to become that kind of problem solver and someone who is going to work with conflict as opposed to work up against conflict.
Besides classes, what projects do you work on that contribute to the Bishop's community?
Well, I've already talked about my role as a professor and of course, what I generally do as a dean of the Williams School of Business. More recently, I've been involved as the Associate VP of Research at Bishop's. So there, I've been spending quite a bit of time helping ourselves move forward as an organization that does research with its multiple capacities and strengths within the institution, but also building up new strengths and capacities within the institution as we head forward. So my time, to a large extent these days, has been spent dealing with improving our capacity in that respect. But I am myself quite involved in research, continue to be as much as I possibly can, and continue to cherish the opportunities that I have to work with colleagues around Canada, in some cases the United States, to further our research in various areas. My areas of research vary considerably over the years, but currently I would say that I would say that our focus is mostly in the area of occupational stress. And one project, for instance, we are currently dealing with the diagnostics of stress, understanding better how questionnaire measures and physiological measures, such as measures of cortisol, etc., coordinate or correlate with one another in predicting potential stress problems in an organization. Furthering to that, looking at interventions in the organization and whether those interventions are effective and how they impact the various measures, the aforementioned measures of physiological and psychological nature are changed as a result of that. So it's a multi skilled team, interdisciplinary in all respects, people from backgrounds in medicine, industrial relations, psychology, business, and so forth. And we're finding some very interesting results that we're hoping to be publishing over the next little while. So that keeps us busy, keeps me in particular busy working with this team. And that's an example of the type of project that I do as a researcher here at Bishop's University, in addition to my overseeing roles in terms of the research at the institution itself.
How do you see Bishop's in its interaction with the greater communities?
Well, I think interaction with the community is a very important thing that institutions such that, as bishops or universities have as part of their mandate. Bishop's has always been involved with its community, and I would hope that it continues to be involved in its community and, in fact, increases its involvement in many possible ways with the community. There are different ways to break that involvement down, of course, because it's so multifaceted when you look at how complex universities can be. But I think you could probably break them down into the areas of education, research, and just general involvement. I think involvement is probably the easiest thing for most people to see. It's the things that we do as individuals or as groups or as clubs when we go into the community. You know, Big Buddies is an example of a student-run club that has a big impact on young people in the community, and they look forward to it in every year as to, you know, the Big Buddies involvement. And kids in the community know about that. And that's one way a university has a big impact, no question. And there are many other examples, and I'm not just picking that one in particular, but it is one that I think in the hearts of young people in the area that would know and would say that this is how Bishop's is impacting them. But there's also education, obviously. Universities provide an opportunity for people to have access to higher education. Bishop's University's presence in the Eastern Townships has for many years provided to local residents an opportunity to study in their language if they're English, or to have access to study in English if they're not from that particular community. So that is, that's clearly a contribution that most people can identify and have maybe even experienced themselves in being part of that community. But research is one that is not so obvious to many people, that sometimes comes through very convoluted forms, but nonetheless important forms in how it impacts people. There are various projects, and I can give you some examples of some, but various projects here at Bishop's University that do have an impact directly on the community. But through the research, we have to, first of all, before I get into any particular projects, recognize that when you're doing research, sometimes that research has as its focus the community, which is very clearly something that has an impact on the community. But other times it has as its focus science or the advancement of scholarship or creativity in some way that it does not have what it would appear to be have an immediate impact. But the way that it enriches the community through the intellectual involvement of the people with their work or through contribution to the larger global community is perhaps one way to look at how that impact occurs. But coming back to that way that it might have an impact on the local community, you can have projects that are very concerned with issues that are of relevance to a local, regional, or provincial entity. I'll give you an example of some of the research I'm currently involved with, mostly as, if you wish, a collaborator, but there are several people here at Bishop's University that are studying the access issues in the healthcare system for minorities. It's been very effective in its addressing specific issues for a target population, and in the end making proposals or recommendations that hopefully will have an impact on that community. So research can have, if you wish, a great involvement with helping the community resolve its issues. You can identify similar types of research projects within education and within the sciences. You can demonstrate, for instance, even just the transfer of knowledge. You look at the work that's being done by Lord Nelson as an example. When he does his work in physics, you would imagine that no one really hears about or knows about the theoretical elements of his prowess in that area. But when he opens up his observatory on evenings to the community and to students and to schools, you soon realize that the community does get a benefit and an impact from the kind of research that he brings to this institution, albeit through the transfer of knowledge that occurs through his giving back to the community. But it's a further example of our involvement. So when we ask how Bishop's is involved with the community, it is a very multifaceted thing. It touches upon in education, general involvement, and of course how research impacts the local and global communities.
What is one of the other projects in the Williams School of Business?
Well, I can think of one project in particular, and that's the project of Dr. Susan Reed, who is part of a strategic research initiative called Interaction Engineering Technologies in Rehabilitation Services, or what I think they call INTER. It was launched by the University of Sherbrooke, and Susan is involved as a partner here at Bishop's University for what is known to be a strategic research group, and they have a grant of over $1 million, $1,774,000, I believe, is the about the amount. And what they're responsible for doing is something very interesting, in that by taking her knowledge in the area of business and commercialization and marketing, and their knowledge in the areas of rehabilitation and medicine and so forth, is they're trying to find better ways to develop technologies that assist Alzheimer's patients in ways that they will reduce the amount of caregiving that is necessary for them, and to perhaps, I would imagine, give them a little bit more autonomy in their daily activities. So it's a good example of how our business professors work with the community, further to my earlier question, but work with the community in a way to make things commercializable, but at the same time very useful to the needs of that community by working with those who are specialized in those particular areas. That is one example of a project that is, one might say, community-based. Give another quick example of a very diverse group that we have here in business. I would pick as an example, perhaps Dr. Akanksha Bedi, who just joined us recently, has been doing some, what I find to be some very interesting research, looking at plagiarism from the perspective of researchers, looking at how much the work that they do is in fact original or in some way has been copied on previous work of their own or that of others. And she's found some fairly startling results that I think leave the community with somewhat of a concern about how research is conducted and communicated. Her research is going to be published very shortly in a leading journal for learning at the Academy of Management, and I think people will be able to read for themselves some of the interesting results of that research. So we have people who are doing research for business within the community, others who are looking at pedagogical research, higher level issues. And if we go down the hall of meeting all the different professors, we'll find similar diversity in research projects ranging from occupational health and safety to aggression in the workplace and so forth. So there's a very, very interesting and diverse group of projects occurring right now in business.
How do you think people can become more involved with the research going on at Bishop's?
Well, that's a good question. I think that there are several ways in which people can get more involved and connected to what's going on at Bishop's. And I would begin by saying we have, of course, a research office that is staffed by a director of research who is willing to answer questions, if there are any generally from the public, about what's going on at Bishop's with, and perhaps an identification, help identifying the various projects. But we also have a website associated with the research office that details a lot of the news and the things that are happening as they're happening at Bishop's University in terms of research. And I'm sure it'd be a great place to look on a periodic basis to see what's going on. So the website is also a very good place to look. I would add to that that we also have a research week in March when there's 2 or 3 days that are devoted exclusively to research on campus. So there's students' research that is being presented, there is faculty presenting their various projects, there are debates that relate to research topics in general, and there's even invited guest speakers that are world-renowned in the area of our choice to speak on topics of general interest during Research Week. And therefore, it's an opportunity to come out and meet a lot of different people who are doing research and to see what the various things are that they're doing. And throughout the year, we have various public lectures that are research-based. They are experts that we're bringing in from the global community, from opportunities because they're in the area, and we ask them to visit us during that period and give a talk, or we specifically invite them in to have an address to our community because we're interested in the topic. So there are many different ways in which people can get connected with research, and certainly those would be 4 that I think are immediately available to most people in the community.
For the website you just mentioned, what is the link?
Well, the easiest way to remember the link is to go to www.ubishops.ca, and from that homepage you'll see a icon for research. Click on that and you'll be right into the research office website, and there you'll have access to a list of different items of interest, and there'll be news items and so forth.
So I guess my last questions will be, what is your favorite part of the Eastern Townships? You've been here as a student and now as a teacher, a professor, and a dean, and a researcher. What is your favorite part of this part of the world?
That's not an easy question to answer because I like it all. I mean, the Eastern Townships are beautiful. No matter where you go, there's something new to discover. And I'm not just speaking about the landscape, because, of course, the mountains, the rivers, and the lakes, they're beautiful, and they're what a lot of us are here for. But it's what each little community provides in the nooks and crannies of the Eastern Townships. You go to North Hatley, it's got a certain community and allure to it. You head out to Magog, and you got something a little bit different. And then you move on to Stornoway, and you have enough yet the exit to the townships, but still you find nonetheless very interesting communities of people that are spread throughout the townships. So, of course, the geography is just wonderful. The people, And the mix of Anglophone and Francophone communities like nowhere else in Canada, I think, is special here in the townships. And being so close to the American border adds an even further spice to that interesting mix. So my point is, it's one of those where I like everything about the townships. It's what keeps me here, it's what brought me here, and it's what makes me feel good about being here, generally speaking. There's a lot to discover, and I think most people listening that live in the townships or have lived in the townships know exactly what I mean.
Professor Harvey, thank you so much for coming on to Moving Thoughts and sharing your time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.